I am not aware of any, and it is not an appropriate practice to do. It is not acceptable. It is crucial. It's engineering principle 101 to change the part number when you make a change.
Yeah, I think it's just obviously was someone made the decision, and it was approved by GM to do this. And I would like to know whether it's ever been done in any other instance, because I think that we should get to the bottom of that in terms of deception, in terms of the potential safety issues that can flow from that, of not triggering for people that there's actually a part that is being fixed, but not with a different number. So it's really a matter, I think, of being honest and truthful with the public here. So I would like to get a follow-up answer to that as this investigation goes forward, because I don't see this as anything but criminal when I see the change in this part number. I also wanted to ask about the chair asked you about the deposition in April of May of last year, where clearly in the deposition the trial counsel had raised this issue of the two parts with the same number, one defective, one not. And